This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO announced Tuesday the alliance will hold a virtual meeting of foreign ministers from its 30 member nations this week to assess the situation in Ukraine and upcoming talks with Russia. The meeting of the alliance members Friday will kick off a week of intense diplomacy regarding Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's borders and initiatives to ease the tensions between Moscow and Western powers. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin the U.S. could impose new sanctions against Russia if it takes further action against Ukraine. Putin responded saying such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. The two leaders spoke frankly for nearly an hour last week amid growing concern over Russia's troop buildup near Ukraine, a crisis that has deepened as Moscow has insisted NATO halt its eastward expansion and end military cooperation with Ukraine and Georgia, which have territorial disputes with Russia. Friday's meeting comes ahead of a scheduled talks between senior U.S. and Russian officials January 9th and 10th. And talks will be with Russia on January 12th. A new study out of Denmark reveals the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 is better at avoiding a person's immunity, even if they are vaccinated against COVID-19. Researchers at the University of Copenhagen studied 12,000 households and discovered that Omicron was between 2.7 and 3.7 times more infectious than Delta among the vaccinated. The study, which has not been peer-reviewed, also found that unvaccinated individuals are more likely to transmit the virus than those who have been fully vaccinated and received a booster shot. Vaccine against symptoms was reduced by about 40% and 80% against severe diseases when dealing with Omicron. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote soon on easing filibuster rules in an effort to advance stalled voting rights legislation. Schumer says in a letter to colleagues late Monday the Senate must evolve on the rules. Pointing to the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, the New York Democrats said the rule changes are needed to democracy. Schumer says the Senate will debate and consider the rule changes on or before January 17th, before the Senate breaks for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday. In the 50-50 Senate, the Democrats are trying to overcome the 60-vote threshold needed to turn back Republican election. A filibuster is a political procedure where one or more members of Congress or a parliament debate over a proposed piece of legislation so as to delay or entirely prevent a vote on the measure. A medical team caring for Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said in a statement Tuesday the president will not require surgery. Bolsonaro was hospitalized in Sao Paulo Monday with an intestinal obstruction, which the statement said had been resolved without providing details. The president will be in a liquid diet, and there isn't yet an expected date for his discharge. The 66-year-old Bolsonaro had undergone four surgeries stemming from the abdominal stabbing he suffered during a 2018 campaign event. The physician who operated on Bolsonaro at the time, Dr. Antonio Luiz Macedo, has been treating him ever since. The Brazilian media outlet Globo reported Macedo was unable to examine Bolsonaro. Colombian officials say at least 20 deaths fighting between protesters and on the eastern state of Arauca. The killings marked a setback for Colombia's government, which was able to bring down homicide rates in much of the country following a 2016 peace deal with the main rebel group there, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC. The government is now struggling to control violence in rural pockets where smaller rebel groups and drug trafficking organizations are fighting over smuggling routes, coca fields, and other assets. Colombia's army said the latest violence was caused by fighting between the National Liberation Army and former members of FARC. A Hong Kong court Tuesday found a 36-year-old attorney guilty of inciting an unauthorized assembly for an annual vigil to commemorate those who died in China's 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Pro-democracy activist Chow Hung Tung in China was arrested the day before the June 4th anniversary of the crackdown last year. Police have banned the vigils in the last 2 years, citing COVID-19 restrictions. Last month, 8 pro-democracy activists were sentenced to up to 14 months for their role in the 2020 vigil. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.